This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. When most Americans buy houses, they borrow money. They have mortgages, and so they pay attention to rates and prices. This week, Case-Shiller, a closely watched index of the housing market, came out with its survey of 20 cities. Prices are up in all of them. Plus, we're seeing an overall rise in mortgage rates, and that's got some of you wondering, is now the time to buy? We invited Elise Glink to give us some perspective. She's a personal finance expert and author. Good to talk to you, Elise.
Nice to be here, Lizzie.
So I want to start with some housing news. The Case-Shiller Index, which everybody watches, came out this week and it said in July, single-family home prices rose. So they were up everywhere in the cities that get measured, but they rose slower in July than they did in June. How do you read what the survey said?
Just look at the year-to-year comparison, and you want to like hold your hat on your head because it might blow your head off. Home prices are up like 12% in a year. That, if they were stocks, would still be a remarkable rise. It would be a mind-blowing rise. But for houses, which never usually move faster than just over the rate of inflation, which right now is about 2% in this country, if you're lucky, to have a 12% rise in a year is just absolutely astonishing. And so the fact that it's now slowing a bit, I think, is actually a very good thing for the housing market, because if you kept going up at 12% a year, pretty soon nobody would be able to afford to buy a house, and a lot of people would be unemployed again.
We've got this chicken and egg quality going on with home prices and mortgage rates as well. Mortgage rates have been inching up, yet the Federal Reserve said, well, we're not going to stop our bond buying program just yet. We don't see enough oomph in the economy. What do you think that's going to do to the housing recovery?
Well, we're already seeing mortgage interest rates start to drop again. They're back at around 4.5%, 4.33%. Depends how much you want to pay for it. In fact, if 2 years ago I would come on the show, I would say to you, 4.5% for a 30-year fixed rate loan, that's unbelievable. And the problem is so many buyers have gotten used to hearing a 3 in front of that number that 4 just seems insanely high. And pretty soon they'll all figure out that 4.5% for a 30-year fixed rate loan is remarkable.
All right. So these numbers can seem kind of opaque and squishy to people, but they have a tremendous impact on people's lives. We're going to bring in our caller, Calvin, in San Francisco, because these numbers impact what's going to happen in his life. He's trying to figure out how to balance saving for retirement and looking at buying a house. Hi, Calvin. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're in kind of an interesting situation in that you're a medical resident, but you know in a couple of years that you and your partner are going to be making a better income than you're making right now as residents. Tell me about your financial picture.
Sure. So my fiance and I are both residents, as you mentioned. So we have a limited income here in the San Francisco Bay Area, which is enough to live on, but not much else to save. And so we've been putting as much as we can towards retirement, but we'd like to buy a house in the next couple of years. And seeing how we're going to be making a substantially more amount of money in a few years, I was wondering what your thoughts would be about sort of stopping saving for retirement now and just putting everything we can towards a down payment so that we can buy a house in a couple of years.
Are you and or your fiance carrying any big debt? I know that there are some medical residents who, by the time they get to where you are, they've got $1 million between college loans and medical school loans and the cost of actually living. Are you carrying any debt with you into the future?
Sure. So both her and I are actually pretty fortunate in that we are carrying very minimal to no debt between the two of us. And by the end of the year, won't have any debt to speak of.
Which is fantastic.
That's great.
It's amazing. How old are you both?
So I am 28 and she is 29.
My initial reaction would be to say, you know what, Skip, you've already started putting some stuff away for retirement. Good for you. And that's really what you should do when you're young. But since you live in a very high cost area, which isn't getting any cheaper, I mean, there was barely a dip in the home prices out in the San Francisco area.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to like literally sneeze and you would have missed it. I think what you ought to do is to start directing some more money into this down payment, because one of the things that's going to be harder to get going forward is a higher interest rate loan at better prices. So I think for the next couple of years, if that's how long your time horizon is, pump everything you can into saving for that house. I don't think it's going to really change your picture much for your retirement.
Yeah. Have you done any looking?
I've started looking and I got scared away by the prices.
Yeah, I'd like to say they're going to get better over the next couple of years, but they won't. Within the next 2 years, hopefully, the economy is going to be strong enough and the Fed is going to raise their discount rate. And that means that mortgage interest rates will follow suit. And so you're going to run into this kind of problem that a lot of people run into, where if you wait too long because you're saving up for a down payment, the interest rates will rise. You'll be able to afford less of a house, and you may actually have a higher payment. And with all these new minted, you know, internet millionaires that seem to be, you know, peeling off the lot here, I think Twitter's going to mint another 100 of them or so. You're going to have some stiff competition for housing. So it's going to be important to be able to move fast when you're ready.
All right. Well, we'll keep that in mind and have a long talk tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. Thank you very much for calling in, and I hope we've been helpful.
You've been very helpful. Thank you. Have a nice day.
All right. Elise Glink is a personal finance expert and an author. Thanks a lot, Elise.
It's a pleasure.